I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
Jono, Eric.
I'm going to grab his chair. I'm going to throw it at the fucking window.
Why is there a woman in the glass?
Kate Thompson.
Kate's daughter.
Eric will get close to the glass.
Kate presses the middle of her forehead where Riel's mouth would be.
It's going to be okay. I won't ever let him hurt you.
The North Limited are sucking the lifeblood out of whatever lives below Warrawa.
1, 9, 2... Hey.
The wall itself starts
God.
To slide open.
Dickie, like, remembers that he saw a vision through one eye. He's like, did you do that?
She nods her head.
We're getting you out of here.
Pointing at the red door.
And he just kind of throws himself at the door.
It's like someone went to the store and bought a brand new iron processing plant and brought it there all nice and new and shiny.
It's like a never-used iron ore processing plant on the other side.
Hmm.
Devoid of people.
Yep.
So I grab Eric by the shoulder to stop him falling into the space, if it's a drop-off the other side, or does it just open onto gantry?
It opens onto almost if you were exiting this office's door.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you have the landing, you have the staircase.
By an opposite world.
So we're in the fucking upside down now.
But like the nice,
pristine... I
don't
know what you mean.
The pristine, clean upside down. Jeez. We were in the upside down before! That's the real world out there. I don't know. Something like that. Is that what you were thinking?
It's basically what I'm thinking, which explains... You know what? I won't.
You won't?
I won't. I won't say what I think, A, because I might be completely wrong, but also if I'm right, it would spoil surprise.
I kind of want you to write it down.
Okay. Just in case you got it right. Yeah. So I think what I'm going to do is say... Bloody hell.
Yes, Ron?
But more Aussie, like an Aussie Ron.
Fucking hell.
Fucking strike a light.
Struth.
Or hooly dooly.
There we go. That's the one.
Dickie, what do you make of this?
Huh? And he kind of looks over.
We all stand at the doorway.
That shouldn't be there.
Oh, you first, man.
Send the charm in first.
Only joking. Come on, let's go.
So you walk down the steps.
How's Jess? Is she okay? She can walk? She can...
Jess? Yeah, she can walk fine.
Not Jess.
And Kate.
Kate.
Like, what happened to Jess?
Look, her lungs aren't going to be great in a few years.
Yeah.
Kate is kind of wanting to stay... behind.
No, come with us.
Hey, if you don't come with us, then Bill's going to come back at some point. We're getting out of here. We're taking you with us.
Bill is going to come back. She points at her hand.
We'll be long gone before then.
We'll keep you safe. Come on, you can't stay in here.
Okay. Does anyone have something I can wrap my eye with.
Eric will take off his shirt and tear it into shreds and give it to her.
I have bandages.
That's what he does first.
Perfect.
I'm like, I have bandages.
Oh, he already gave it to
Perfect.
Us.
Perfect.
Eric does a, oh yeah.
Has he already ripped it?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
is she hurt by light? Is that what's happening?
No. She points at her. Bill is coming back.
He can see through.
It's a mirror. Or it's a pathway, what that, they did.
In your head?
He took my eye so he can see what I'm seeing. He knows you're here.
Well, then we need to go quicker.
Let him come. We'll get the fucking bastard.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. He's gonna grab Kate's hand and try and like drag her along with him.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll cover
the
eye.
You'll be the death of us all.
Kate, you're going to be okay.
Thank you. Is my brother okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He lost a surfing competition recently. Let's go.
Dickie, I love you. What a good detail.
So you immediately kind of just start scarpering down the stairs.
Let's get to ground level in this other plant.
Yeah. Yeah. Meet Phobil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the design of this place, is it exactly the same?
Or it's exactly the same.
So there's no colours inverted or anything like that. It's just a clean version of where we were.
Yep.
There's no people, though.
But there's no people.
Fantastic.
Yep. So you run down. Are you just trying to get to the ground floor?
Yep.
I want to see what's outside of the plant.
You see a kind of big, almost like saloon door thing that would exit out. They're bright red.
Like two pair of swinging doors.
Yeah. As you get down to the ground level, you can look up. You see all the staircases, all the steel machinery, all the conveyor belts. The same. Yep. Nothing moving, nothing going.
Well,
all
being,
blank.
Being protective, I'm going to go out those doors first to be in front of whatever is out there. Maybe it's a pristine, unused earth.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just guessing. It's my child logic at work. Yeah.
Phil looked to me as if I have the answers.
You have all the answers. Chris, you said you have all the answers.
I've played enough role-playing games to know that I have tropes.
Mm.
Yes.
That's all I've got. But I have enough of them.
You force open the door. You don't immediately go outside. It's another steel room. But what you do see are several large...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Glowing rocks, tubes running from them. They're all fed into various bits of beeping machinery.
How does Briel react?
That was my next question, yeah.
The one thing that you turn your eye to in the center is the form of Brianna in opal and tubes that are shackled to a slumbering beast by her feet. Both of them restrained and tied up with various things that seem to... It's almost like she's a battery, the amount of wires that are coming from her.
I'm going to say
Stop
that...
Stop pulling shit!
I'm going to say that he doesn't even see the sleeping creature or whatever. He's just going to go, Brianna! And, like, rushes right up to her and tries to, like, see if there's a way to undo her restraints or... Like, he'll just start, like, fucking pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brianna's the beeline to what he can see.
Yeah, you're not... It's not It's more delicate than you think.
Yeah.
So I might need a brains.
Okay. Hey.
I'll help.
Oh.
I don't reckon I'll need it.
Eight.
Watch.
Watch him roll a
hubris.
One now. No, now that I've said that, it'll be like a 20.
Eight.
Eight, motherfucker!
I'll just keep my fucking adversity tokens.
Well, I'm trying to fail so I get another adversity token. I can't.
Can't fail.
You kind of begin the process of pulling out these wires from Brianna and her crystalline form as this... It's almost like a wolf.
Does it look like something... Briel might turn into if we kept feeding it?
I think Dickie will look possibly at this creature, yeah, turn it around to you and be like, Leviathan.
Oh shit, what if there's like a turbo size one of these underneath Warawirin? Like a fully grown one.
Like fucking the giant bat that lives under Gotham City. Never mind.
Anyway.
You mean man bat?
Yeah.
What about all these other tubes and things and the rocks? Can they be freed? Oh, wait, let's finish with Brianna first. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't see the form of a person in those rocks.
I figured they were like the pebbles that Briel came out of, that they were like eggs.
Possibly.
Like they have more creatures in them,
if
maybe?
You can probably start going to work on them,
too. Yeah,
you
go to their wire deal with Brianna.
I figure all of the opals, the rocks, those creatures, the things, they're all alive, right? And they can at least combine with living things to become alive. Mm-hmm. That's my theory.
What they were trying to do. They found out that this was a thing, a sort of object that can combine or you can make living things out of it,
combine it with living things, yeah.
Like some sort of form of alchemy.
Yeah.
It's like a proto-life.
Or
like a sea monkey
packet.
Yeah.
A cosmic sea monkey packet.
Tardigrades all the way down.
To use a metaphor that I like better than
Brianna,
something more poetic.
Is Brianna like
responding,
or is she still like kind of asleep, dead to the world?
It seems like she's in a trance.
Yeah.
And that... Every time you yank a wire out, there is a kind of movement from her. But, I mean, she's also kind of made out of stone at this point.
He's going to keep trying to take the wires out all the while, like almost like as he's taking out one wire with one hand, he'll be like kind of shaking her with the other. Brianna, wake up. Wake up.
And Kate kind of goes to the monster, this lupine creature with... strange bristles. It's like a reptilian underwater wolf.
So it's about wolf size?
Yes.
Okay.
Big, yeah.
And in shape too, but with, instead of fur, it's spines.
Mm-hmm.
And it sleeps, and she goes to kind of gingerly touch it and try and shake it. But it remains asleep, just as Brianna does.
What does Briel do through all this? Does it react to the large rocks or the other creature
sees the creature and like Kate tries to it goes to it as if a dog meeting another dog would.
Yes.
A fellow meeting its own kin, kind of nuzzles it, tries to sniff it. And then it also begins to skitter around, chasing a scent of something.
What is it, boy?
Yay!
Timmy's fallen down the well!
It kind of bounds back out through those doors.
Okay, well,
Eric chases after her.
Yeah, you guys go. I'm sticking with Brianna.
You get her freed, and we will make sure we don't get shot. We're going to get shot.
Right.
And you do see the form of someone very familiar.
Oh yeah.
In a pristine brown suit, proper loafers, his greying hair slicked back to his face, as his rat-like nose twitches side to side.
His eye. I just put that together. Just put that together that he has the fake eye that's linked to Kate's eye. Sorry to interrupt your speech.
Who has the fake eye, sorry?
Wooly.
Are you joking me? Are you kidding me? We have inverse brain stats as players?
Yeah.
Wooly has a fake eye. It's one of the main rumours about him. How did he get the fake eye?
Fucking Christ.
Oh my God.
Some say a magpie took it. Some say he lost it in a fight. Some say it's been replaced
some
by a magic opal.
No, I'm just promising
the next time Chris says some fucking dumb shit, I'm going to like round on him so fucking fast.
I have
just because you figured it all out.
I have made a dearth of NPCs, I will say.
Look, I just put it together, so.
Also, I may have shot myself in the foot that we've got Bill Woolley and Ben Dooley.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier
today.
Oh, sorry,
Bob Dooley. Fuck me.
Yeah, there you go.
Bob, Bill.
There's another Bill as well.
Yeah. Who's that?
Bill Smith.
Oh, fuck. I'm cancelling this podcast. Everyone's named Briel now.
Yes.
I'm going to, before you, evil bastard.
Oh, those are very strong words, Mr. Jono.
Not fucking strong enough.
Really? And you don't even understand all of that's what, all that is happening here.
I understand that it's fucking wrong.
Hmm.
It goes PG-13, guys.
We lost that the second trade, we said cunt.
Would you trade the life of one for the life of a whole town?
No.
Thanks, Eric.
It's a very good answer, Eric. I knew that you were smarter than everything that they said. I knew that you had a lot of promise. Unfortunately, the test didn't go in your favour. You really want to know everything that's happening here?
No. Eric brings his hand to the back of his neck.
Oh,
Sean's putting some things together.
Do you remember in episode
the 21st
0,
of September,
when I said that I fucked up a test from one of you by swapping the tests over?
I do.
I saved Eric!
Keep talking, Wooly. It means as longer you keep talking, the longer you have before I punch your lights out.
Oh, always loyal, Jono. If only you could utilize that to do something actually helpful for this town.
And what have you done?
Me?
Apart from torturing the students you're supposed to look after.
Dear boy, I'm saving this town.
From what?
Come with me.
No. Why the hell should we come with you?
Let him monologue so I can free Brianna.
Well, yeah, I know, but he was like, come with me. Step into this vat of acid while I tell you my nefarious... Okay,
Eric's
no worries.
Like, okay.
I think I do quite like the idea of Eric just being like, okay. And and Jono putting a hand on his shoulder and be like, no. Don't.
No.
Stop.
He strides across the work floor.
Can I see what's happening behind us? Like, can I glance back and see how far they've...
Are we in a different room entirely?
Well, we just opened the doors,
yeah,
right?
You're in a different room, but the doors are open. You can look behind you.
Yeah.
See all this.
So he can see that they're trying to free Brianna behind us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So he knows that I'm vamping for time.
Well, I guess also he can see through, what's her face? Kate.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. 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 That's true.
He's fully in control of the situation.
Yeah.
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 So he strides across the work floor, exiting out into the mines.
Eric pursues.
Yep.
Fuck. All right. Well, I have to protect Eric, so I have to follow. Bye. See you later, Dickie. Look after Kate and Jess for us. Bye.
What? What's going on?
Oh,
but Wooly's here.
Shit.
We're going to put an end to this. Get Brianna out of there.
Dickie, okay. Let's just try what we can to get her out.
Okay.
fuck.
He'll start, like, trying to also see if he can... You know what? Now that he's, like, started pulling a lot of the wires away, he's also going to start kind of focusing on the contraption in total and see if he can, like, get a bit of a handle on what this thing is and maybe if there's a way to stop it or reverse it or do something that can kind of counter the process that's happening.
Fantastic. Briel is with
Dickie's smart and Sean's fucking not.
Briel sniffed out Wooly, so Briel's with us.
Briel's with you guys. Yeah,
protecting
of course
us from him.
Yeah.
Three and three.
He kind of, if you guys are walking in a triangle, he's kind of like always maintaining equal distance between Jono and Eric, you know, his friends.
Yay!
Yay!
How many of these we got left? 3 psychic tokens. Briel, have you have a previously undiscovered ability to melt people's brains?
Can set them on fire.
Yeah, I mean, is fire not good enough?
Fire's
for
pretty
you?
Good, actually, yeah.
And,
fire is quite good.
And technology?
I've got Dooley's lighter. So.
I was going to say, do any of you smoke?
It's not Dooley's lighter.
Jess is smoking all 5 cigars at once.
Oh, that's right, you took cigars.
As Dickie is trying to, like, hand over wires or whatever explaining like...
So this one goes into here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Which is probably a process that's to do with the opalization, which means that over here...
She's got a motherfucking pan pipe going on over there.
Would be, I reckon...
And we cut to Jono and Eric. Okay. And Wooly is motioning, come along, spit spot. And he opens the doors.
You be ready to tackle
to exit the mine.
Bastard, okay.
And he holds the door open for both of you.
Eric walks through.
Good lad. Jono, are you coming?
Why am I so much just attack him right now?
Do whatever you want, man.
Look, dude, I'm assuming one of us is dying on this game, so it's a matter of time.
But I also really want to know what's happening, so I really want to see what he's going to show us.
What's your defining characteristics? What are some of your flaws or some of your
I'm stubborn
traits?
And restless.
Okay.
Yeah, but what about your character?
And I'm loyal, protective, and rebellious.
Well, be loyal to Eric and protect him.
Okay, I'm going to go with Eric to protect him.
Nice. And Briel follows.
I'm watching you, you snake.
I like the fire in you, Jono.
Shut the fuck up.
And you exit out the doors and you see the mines, the mining site. Pristine, clean, devoid of ugly earthen deposits. But also if you look down into the kind of concave area of the dig site, you see a huge beast curled in the fetal position. And similarly to the one attached to Brianna, covered in wires and the drill placed precariously over its sleeping head. This one is not sleeping. It seems to be subdued in pain as you hear low rumbles.
What are you doing to it?
I'm keeping the town alive.
By hurting this creature?
Do you know the one big flaw about Warrawirin? It's an iron mining town with no bloody iron. All of it was tapped out years ago. What were we to do? Uproot everything?
Well, yeah, you could move. It doesn't seem worth this.
People have their homes here, Jono. Their lives. Your sister and your father reside here. And we've made happy communities. Thriving communities. Where people are safe. Safer than they are in the big cities. Where you have to worry about crime and undue influence and the war. We've saved you. We've protected you. But we needed another source. That's all. To keep it going.
And so the creatures make iron?
They... If I was to describe to you Warrawirin as a tissue, they're able to make tears so that things can come through.
Come through from where?
Well, dear boy, where do you think we are now? Look up at the sky. And you see the sky. So strange that you didn't think to look up, but why would you? It's a purple, blue, green, almost Northern Lights-esque landscape that pulls and spins and twirls and twists, dazzling and incomprehensible.
Where are we, Mr. Woolley?
Well, science is a bit ahead of us, boy. But I like to think of it as a mirror. This had what we were lacking. And so we took it.
Just really glad you didn't take a piece of paper and fold it in half and put a pencil
on it. Yeah, look.
Really glad you didn't do that. Thank you.
I also wrote extracting iron ore from Altland, which is
from an alternate dimension.
Yes. Right. Which is what I picked, and I'm pretty happy.
Chris wins the dingo.
That's what we call that's Australian bingo.
That's what we call bingo here in Australia.
But what about Brianna? What about Kate? Why have you done this to them? Just for some iron ore?
Iron is what keeps the town alive. And they would have been happy had they not tried to resist it. The beasts, they seem to have a fondness for young children, teenagers. And why not? They're the lifeblood of Warrawirran. We thought we could make strong connections so that we could forge a new future together.
You're using kids' minds to enslave these creatures.
And then poke holes in the world so you can drill iron between the worlds?
And that's to keep us safe. That sounds really safe, Woolly.
I really thought that you would understand.
I think I do, but I think you got something wrong. You said that iron ore is the lifeblood of the town.
Yes.
It's what keeps the town alive. I think kids do. And he'll charge.
Yes!
Da, 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 da. We're going to flash back to Dickie and Jess in the control room with Brianna and the Opals. Oh, that's a cool band name. Anyway, sorry.
Brianna and the Opals.
No one steal that. It's copyright. Okay. I
Crystalline Dreams. And their album, Iron Ore from the Other Side.
Hey. So he's almost like starting to, like, he needs to like get fucking into it. As if he's exploring inside a tree or going into a kind of a bushland. He's literally climbing on top of this machine, this thing, to really kind of get involved into it and see if he can figure out a way to reverse engineer this thing, the master fucking hacker that he is.
I'm going to need a brains from you.
I'm so glad you keep asking for brains.
Me too. It's going to be high.
Bring it.
16?
Fuck. Here we go. I win either way. 14.
Oh, do you have two adversity tokens?
No, I've only got one.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm not here to assist you. I'm not here to be
but
loyal.
I also get what I want. I've got two adversity tokens.
Ooh. You kind of fiddle around with it. You're climbing all over it. You can't quite seem to figure out. You have a sense of that there is almost like a wrench that you would need to kind of pull to reverse it. However, that is an auxiliary component. It's almost like a safety mechanism, right?
So it's that not the main thing.
Yeah, they put that in there so that they can twist it. But if they don't need it, it's not part of the machine. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is there any kind of spot that he can't get to? Like, does it go high? Like, does it look like there's a...
There's not really a hidden spot. But you know that if you could kind of somehow jimmy that little wrench thing, if you figure out a way to hold on to it, somehow grab it and twist it, you might be able to stop or reverse.
Dickie will like look around and be like, Jess, help me, we need something that can latch onto that and with a bit more force, almost like a lever system, just something that can give us a bit more. My hands are small.
Jesus Christ. She kind of like begins looking around the room. There's not much in here apart from the machinery itself. But she kind of runs out to the main floor looking for, you know, tools off the wall. And she gets like a huge kind of... She finds some bolt cutters.
Yeah, massive alt-universe bolt cutters.
Yeah. And she kind of brings him in and she's like, I don't know. It's the first thing I could find, okay?
Well, just chuck it on.
Okay, fine, I will.
We'll do it together.
Yes, sure. Okay. Let's, why not? Oh my God. She like tries to clamp it in.
Dickie will kind of like come over the top.
Now this is a brawn roll.
Dope.
What's your brawn at?
D4. That's why he's asking Jess to help. He's
I
got little legs and little feet. Big smooth brain.
Can you
That makes can it you, fast.
Can I you, really wish.
Can you roll that? It's gonna be Jess's roll, but I just wanna see if she gets any bonus from you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's a one. That's a one.
Well, the good thing is that she rolled an 11.
Well, that's great. Thanks, sis.
So she didn't really need you.
I mean,
I forget that they're brother and sister. They hated each other before this started.
We're learning and growing as season progresses.
It's perfect.
And we're going to exit having like a new appreciation for each other and our strengths.
And they're going to be sharing cigars.
Yeah.
And not traumatized by the events.
And I'll
at all.
Get that drink.
Okay, so she kind of gets a bit of leverage. You're pushing to Dickie, but it really, like,
it's the illusion
really
that
does
I'm
not
helping.
Matter. And she just...
Push harder!
Shut up, Dickie! And she twists it around. And you see the glow. This big machine. It's almost beginning to smoke.
I really hope we're turning it off and not turning it on.
As light shoots back through the tubes into Brianna. And the beast by her side. And she begins to glow like phosphorus. You need to shield your eyes. That's how bright it is. And she steps up, her eyes red. And the wolf beginning to shake itself. And stand up.
Brianna?
John looks so afraid right now.
Dickie? Her voice is strange and echoey. Is that you?
Yeah, we didn't get to finish that date.
No.
Oh, I knew it was a date.
Is Bill Woolley here?
I think that's him.
He's hurting us, Dickie.
How do we stop him then?
I think it's my turn.
Okay.
And she kind of climbs onto this beast.
Oh, fucking dope.
I'm down for this.
Right, that
I'm
beast down for this. Battle.
And she offers a hand to you, Dickie.
Dickie kind of like
throwing punches and they come out on fucking...
He goes to take her hand and then he like almost looks over at Jess and be like, can I?
Go on. And she kind of like pushes your butt up. Dope. Onto the... Like, I imagine it's the thing where it's like getting on the horse for a first time where it's like you're kind of on, but you're not quite. And so
facing
Jess,
the other way.
Yeah, just kind of like elbows your butt on there. And she's going to hop on too. It's big enough. It's wolf size.
Is Kate just going to chill with where she is?
Yeah, Kate is just kind of sitting slumped in the corner. She's not got a lot of energy.
And I think before they charge off, he'll like look back at Kate and say, are they okay? You can see them, can't you?
She unwraps her head. Willie's with them. They're outside of the mine. You should go now.
Okay. Bye.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.